Hi, this is Tina Winning, receptionist with Dr. Dobson's Family Talk. I'd just like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and Happy 2016. Be blessed and stay well.
Today on Family Talk.
Hi, Dr. Dobson. Just wanted to let you know how much I love and appreciate all that you've done for our country, families, and for me personally. I was raised in a Christian home, and I've been listening to you since I was a teenager. You and your family have been an inspiration to me, and I pray that God will bless you, your family, and your ministry. Keep doing what you're doing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Dr. Meg Meeker is joining me via phone to share this very special broadcast. You know, one of the highlights of our ministry is when we hear from our many listeners around the country. These stories touch our hearts and inspire us to keep going because we know that lives are being changed and generations are being impacted, and it's all for the cause of Christ.
Ryan, these testimonials are like gifts to the ministry, and I'm glad that we get to share them with you, our listening audience, because in a very real way, these testimonials are for you. And when you partner with us, you allow us to minister to families, to marriages, to parents, and together, we get to touch people in every stage of their lives, new moms, empty nesters, single parents, thriving couples. You know, we really could not do it without you, our faithful listening audience. So thank you for your support in the past, and thank you so much for the prayers that you will give us in the future and financial support if you're able to as well.
So let's listen now to the first testimony about a dad who was doing great until life threw him a curveball.
Dear Dr. Dobson, high on my bucket list is to meet you, shake your hand, and look you in the eye and thank you for your awesome impact on my life. I grew up without a father from the age of 9, but due to you and a wonderful grandpa, my mom's dad, and my heavenly father, I lacked very little. I was a really good dad due to listening to you on the radio until the empty nest when I had a meltdown, lost my faith, and went into a 13-year alcoholic depression. Thankfully, my kids were grown and were solid Christians before my meltdown, and they never faltered. My wonderful wife stuck by me and refused to let me go, and at one point told me it would be so much easier to divorce me, but she said she was determined to get me into heaven, even if she had to drag me kicking and screaming. My wife is a saint. I doubt I would ever have found my way back to God and my Lord Jesus Christ if not for her dogged determination to not let me go. I love you and love who you are and all you do for the kingdom of God. Thank you for helping me to be the dad I was and am again.
You know, Ryan, that is exactly what the heart and soul of our ministry is all about. Mm-hmm. I raised my kids listening to Dr. Dobson, and I would turn on the radio and I would listen to what he said, and I would feel so much encouragement and strength. Just to get through another day and another day. And I wasn't even struggling with the kind of struggles that this listener was talking about. You know, friends, that's what our life here at Family Talk is all about, reaching through the airwaves and touching people exactly where they are to give them strength and encouragement to be the men and the women, the dads, the mothers, the sons, the daughters, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever, that God wants you to be. So when the going gets really tough, you can dig deep and remember how God encouraged you through our ministry. And friends, that's exactly why we need to keep shows like Dr. Dobson's Family Talk on the air. So thank you for that wonderful testimony.
Meg, you know, I couldn't agree more. And oddly enough, I found myself in a very similar situation when I found my dad's film series for the first time, which is how we developed the product, Your Legacy.
Right.
I found my dad's film series. I was a brand new dad. I was a new husband. And I started watching that, as millions of Americans did in the 80s, and I became a better parent. I knew just watching that and then listening to the broadcasts, I was going to be a better parent and a better father. And that's why I work at Family Talk. And that's why I'm not ashamed to ask for support for this ministry, because it helped me, and I know it's helping millions of others. If you'd like to donate to Family Talk, you can call us at 877-732-6825. We have a donate tab at drjamesdobson.org. And now, until the end of the year, every donation we receive is matched dollar per dollar from friends of the ministry. That means if you give $20, it turns into $40, $40 turns into $80, and so on and so on. Let's continue now with our broadcast today and hear from another listener.
I've been listening to your podcast every day for over a year. After listening to the talks about the Supreme Court decision this summer on gay marriage, I am aware that the enemy has infiltrated our nation. Thank you for speaking truth and keeping your listening audience educated on the topics that are changing our nation and our world today. Your legacy has spoken to three generations in my family now, and I am grateful you have been obedient to the will of God in your life. May God continue to use you as an instrument of grace in this world.
Boy, when I hear testimonies like this, listener, I am just so very, very encouraged. And I want to tell you, friends, you are not going to hear the truth that we bring to you on Family Talk spoken on any secular radio shows or media in the country. And here is why. Because Dr. Dobson, for the past 40 years, has dedicated his life to bringing God's truth to his people. And we are committed here at Family Talk to continue to bring biblical truth to the next generation.
Yeah. You know, Meg, I've seen the work my dad has done here help so many lives, even just around me and my friends. It's astounding. I've seen struggling marriages healed, broken families put back together, and fathers' relationships healed with their children. That's what the work of Family Talk is really about. We're for strong, healthy families, and it starts with strong, healthy marriages. And we'd love to see this work continue for generations to come. So let's continue with another listener sharing their thoughts now.
Dr. Dobson, we are so blessed for your contributions to our world through your strong marriage, your books, videos, radio programs, and your character. I respect you deeply. Thanks from the bottom of my heart.
You know, Ryan, I know I've told you this before, but when I was a young mother 30 years ago and raising our kids, I would hear the voice of your dad every day come through the airwaves on my radio, and I would listen to him and I would find encouragement, and I would turn off the radio and I would go and do what he said with my kids. And I'm really proud to say that all of the information and encouragement that he gave me as a young mother helped make my kids who they are today, which is extraordinary young adults. It's impacting my granddaughter because of the things that I taught my kids that your dad taught me. It changed my faith. It changed my worldview, and it changed the way I practice pediatrics. Many times parents in, like me, listen to your dad on the radio and kind of scratch their head and go, you know, is he for real? I mean, is he really like what he sounds like on the radio? And does he live what he's talking about? And after working with your dad for the past years, I can honestly say absolutely yes.
Meg, that is so true. I get asked that question all the time. Is he who he says he is? And I can say without any hesitation, of course. He is exactly who he says he is on air. One of the greatest gifts my parents have ever given me is a committed, healthy marriage they've had for over 55 years. They love each other. They love spending time with each other. They're committed to each other. And they're great role models in that for me and for all of our listeners.
I'm the parent of an almost 18-year-old girl who, unlike many of her peers, is hardworking, respectful, considerate, honest, moral, and honorable. She regularly stands up for the underdog, will seek out the hurting so that she can walk alongside them, and will do what's right, regardless of who's watching her. The girl still pushes my buttons and is still a strong-willed child, but I'm so very proud of the young woman she is already. Even at her young age, she sees the difference between how she perceives the world and how her peers perceive it. She attributes that difference to my parenting. I attribute it to God's grace and my copy of The Strong-Willed Child. Thank you for your encouragement to the other moms of strong-willed kiddos. I'm blessed to have been raised with the assistance of Dr. Dobson and to have had his resources available as I raised my own challenging children. May God richly bless you all for all the work that you do in his name.
I want to say to that listener, way to go, Mom. Way to go for taking a stand and being a parent. There are so many parents that want to be their kid's friend, and you've been a parent, and it's showing in your daughter. Hardworking, respectful, sees the difference of the world between what she sees it and what her peers see it, and you're proud of her. What a gift at this time of the year to be proud of your teenage child. When so many kids are doing so many crazy things out there, your daughter is a hardworking, respectful young lady that you're already proud of. You're doing a great job, Mom. There are plenty of years to be your kids' friends. It's when they're adults. It's when the training and the instruction and all of that goes on and they're out of the house and they're great kids who are growing up, and then you can be their friend. I'll tell you what, Strong-Willed Child, one of my dad's most popular books of all time. Because it works. The stuff in that book actually works. When you've got a kid that's out of control and he's running your life, and you read that book, it gives you those nuts and bolts tools for a parent to really be a parent. This book, as well as many other helpful resources, are available online or on our mobile app and on the radio as well. In fact, right now we're offering a really exciting resource. It's our Best of the Best broadcast collection from this past year.
Do you remember Dr. Dobson's program about the Louis Zamperini story?
The tail gunner became very useful in this endeavor. He had picked up the aluminum oars that they had, and he was fighting the sharks off with the aluminum oars while my dad was continuing to try to patch the raft while the pilot was continuing to pump the raft full of air.
You would have to have had a tremendous will to live.
Or what about the moving presentation by Dr. Ben Carson at the National Day of Prayer?
And now, the baton of freedom is in our hands. We have to make the decision. What are we willing to stand up and do to protect the future of our progeny?
There were so many great Family Talk moments this year. It may be hard to pick your favorite, but don't worry, we've done it for you. We've selected 18 of the most popular broadcasts of the year and presented them together on 6 audio CDs in the 2015 Family Talk Best of Broadcast Collection. These entertaining and informative programs are sure to bless you and become a cherished part of your family resource library. Join Dr. Dobson, Dr. Meg Meeker, Ryan Dobson, and incredible guests on memorable broadcasts such as the Louis Zamperini Story or the 10 Issues That Divide Christians. This compelling CD set is our thank you for your suggested donation of $50 to support the Ministry of Family Talk. And your gift today of any amount will be doubled by a generous matching grant. To join Dr. Dobson and Family Talk in serving families, call 877-732-6825 or visit drjamesdobson.org. Thank you.
That is a great resource, one that we're sure you'll enjoy throughout the years. Man, these testimonies are fantastic. Let's continue with another one right now on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Dear Dr. Dobson, I want to thank you for your work and to share our family's appreciation and love for you. I hope you and your team will be encouraged by the impact you have had and are having on our lives. My mom listened to your radio program for years. I do not remember a time when you weren't a part of our lives. She hung yours and Shirley's Christmas picture on our photo board, and when anyone asked who you were, she would jokingly say, "My Dobby. He helps me raise my kids." Nearly every day we would have quiet time while we drove home from school so that my mom could listen to you. I would like to think I was impacted by your words even as a child. There are two things we did pretty regularly as children that, at the time, I would have said I wouldn't do or make my children do. Listen to you daily and eat at Costco Food Court. And if you can believe it, I do both now. Turns out my mom is pretty wise after all. Well, fast forward a few years and now I have my own children. We have an almost 2-year-old foster son and a 7-month-old son. Our foster son has been in our lives on and off since he was about 5 months old. The most recent time of God miraculously bringing him back into our lives was about a month and a half ago. 21-month-old boys are busy, and I pretty quickly found myself in over my head. My husband works out of town half the time, and I was not prepared for 2-year-old tantrums and fits. I must confess, I stuck him in his crib while he was having a meltdown, and I went in search of Dr. Dobson. Thankfully, you're still laboring for the family and giving out expert advice. I've begun listening to Family Talk, and God is already using you and your guests to draw me closer to Himself. I went in search of parenting advice, and I'm finding it from your wise counsel, but I'm also finding my own faith being challenged. I'm also very thankful for your encouragement on marriage. I don't want to forget my husband in our effort to be good parents. I think it would be so easy for me to allow my role as a wife to become overshadowed by my role as a mother. I thank you for helping me to guard against this and to remember that to be a good mother, it's important to be a great wife. Oh, and please pass on my gratitude to Dr. Meeker. She has been such an encouragement to me, and I respect her so much. Dr. Dobson, thank you so very much for remaining faithful in your service to God. Your impact on our family is priceless.
What a lovely testimony, and I thank the listener so much for giving encouragement to me and to Dr. Dobson. And again, you know, this is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, great parenting, which in so many ways is so simple, but it's very, very hard.
Right.
And that is just hanging in there with your kids, listening to what God wants you to be as a mom or as a dad, and then walking that out every day. Because here's one thing I know for sure. After listening to Dr. Dobson, after hearing thousands of children and parents talk over the past 30 years in my pediatric practice, and that is this, that children absorb their parents' faith and their teachings, their ideologies, their morals, like little sponges.
Meg, you're exactly right. Actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. My dad has said for years, and it applies here, values are caught, not taught. Your kids are watching you. You are their role model. How you treat your wife lets a daughter know how she should be treated by a boyfriend or a future husband. Wives, how you treat your husbands shows a son what kind of a woman he's looking for, how he thinks he ought to be treated. They are watching every single move you make, and that's why it's important to follow God's example.
Right. And again, to all of you listening out there, I want to really encourage you, if you can, to support us with your prayers, with your conversation, with your finances. You know, we're all in this together, and we have a lot of challenges ahead. Parenting is a tough, tough task these days. And I really venture to say it's tougher for parents now who are bringing up children like this young mom who wrote to us than it was for my generation of parents who are now grandparents, because the challenges are very, very different. So thank you in advance for all of your encouragement, support, and your help in the next year.
Dear Dr. Dobson, my wife and I were talking today about what an influence you have been in our lives and the lives of our children, and it occurred to me that I should write and tell you. When we are raising our three children, we often listened to your broadcast and read your books, and we applied what we learned. To make a long story short, our children are all serving the Lord today, and they are raising their children just as we raised them. So, your legacy continues. I wanted to tell you these things because I thought they might be an encouragement to you. And I'm sure I represent millions of others like my wife and me. Keep up the good work, Dr. Dobson. Great is your reward in heaven.
Man, as a dad, I echo these sentiments. My wife Laura and I have used several of my dad's materials to help raise our kids, and we keep reading them. There is so much wisdom in his books and radio broadcasts and the film series. We really need to get this out there for generations to come, Meg.
You know, Ryan, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think that what we see now is the influence of teaching in one generation getting passed to the other generation, and how cool it is to hear from a dad. And, you know, we moms out there, we need to encourage our men to be as involved and encouraged and inspired in parenting as possible. And I know you, Ryan, you do a great job at that. You're just a very involved, hands-on, amazing dad. And gee whiz, I wonder where you got that from.
Huh. Well, I learned from the best, Meg. I appreciate that. I love my kids with all my heart, and I really desperately want to be a godly influence in their lives. Okay, let's listen to this testimony and see how someone else has been touched by the legacy of my dad.
Could I ever find the words to convey my gratitude for your ministry? Uncountable times, truly, more times than I could ever share, your ministry has rescued me. Regarding marriage or parenting or my weariness, living in this fallen world, your voice has been a comfort to me. I have prayed for you and Shirley and Ryan and Danae over the years. I feel like I have a connection with you, even though I've never met you. Your testimonies and teaching and encouragement and awareness of current events affecting our country and families has bolstered me in all my roles as a wife and mother, a homemaker, a daughter, a sister, a friend, a disabled care worker, a homeschooler, and a member of the larger body of Christ. I've passed on your CDs and links to podcasts to many people over the years, and sometimes when I'm struggling, and I've actually thought if we just lived on the street where the Dobsons lived, well, wouldn't that be better? Silly, I know, but just knowing your commitment to obedience to the Word of God and His calling on your life makes me feel more secure in this world of perversion and pain. I have been brought to tears over and over again during your programs, and many times I've been convicted. It caused a change in my whole day and my vision for my family. I cannot thank you enough. And all your team and family, you have blessed my family and me too. All of my love, a sister in Christ and a fellow soldier of the cross.
Well, it really doesn't get any better than that, does it? If I could say anything that we want to bring our listening audience, which is what your dad has brought our listening audience for years and years and years, and that is comfort. Mm. You know, Christ is the comforter. And as we listen to your dad speak on the radio and talk to people, and I listen to him talk to other people, and I listened to him talking to me, and I felt like that he was talking to me in my living room 30, 20 years ago. I felt so much comfort. He has this comfort in his mannerism, in the tone of voice. And I really think that comes directly from God. And I really believe that what we need to do with one another in the next years to come is to continue his ministry of comfort, compassion. And he does. He listens. I can see that. As people ask questions and they talk to him about what's on their heart, it moves him. It visibly moves him. And you can hear that over the radio station off many times. He gets choked up and is brought to tears listening to the pain in people's lives. And I hope that you will support us as we continue to do that throughout the next year. And I hope that you, listeners, feel that comfort during this Advent season when Christ came close to each and every one of us.
Amen, Meg. We have one more testimony today regarding the impact of my dad's books. Let's hear it now as we close.
I have recently read your books, Bringing Up Boys, Bringing Up Girls, and The Strong-Willed Child. I found your words encouraging and uplifting. I am a novice family nurse practitioner at a pediatric office in Georgia. My wife and I have a 2-year-old son and 3-month-old daughter. Your books help us daily with our son and, I am sure, also give us guidance with our daughter. The main reason for this email is that I can now pick out kids in the office who have struggling relationships with fathers. It is painfully evident how important we are to our children. I now try to impress upon this when I see infants in the office. My parents got divorced when I was 12, and I struggled through my middle school years. In 9th grade, I found my best friend of 18 years who helped mentor me. I recommend your books to many of my patients and will hopefully get positive feedback as I have felt personally. I just want to say thank you for all your advice and years of research. Your brother in Christ.
Wow, this really speaks to me personally. My dad's books have been a life changer for me, and I'm sure for so many other listeners out there as well. For all those parents who have kids who are struggling with a variety of issues, I'd encourage you to contact Family Talk today, and let's get some of my dad's books into your hands. There you'll find the tools to address the parenting issues all of us face on a regular basis.
You know, I love hearing this testimony from this listener because he's living exactly what I'm living. And that is, I look at these young infants and children, and I look at the kids who are struggling because they didn't have a mom or they didn't have a dad or they've, you know, been through divorce, and the pain is just all over their faces. So I just feel very fortunate to be in a position to really be able to help and encourage not only the parents, but also these young children who need our help and support, because there's some real issues and some very real pains out there in our children. Many people who are listening to Family Talk don't realize it, but God has moved extraordinarily in the past 3 to 5 years here at Family Talk. We've seen an explosion of outreach in our social presence and responses from people, not only around the country, but around the world. There are so many stories that we could share. We just don't have time to go into them. Stories about marriages who have been pulled back from the brink of divorce, or the prodigal children who came home after years and years and years when parents had given up hope. Every week we hear about young couples starting off on the right foot, or seasoned marriages mm-hmm. who are going the distance. And we get to be part of God's plan for families because of the generous support of you, our listening family.
And this year, your donations will help twice as many families, parents, and marriages. Generous friends of Family Talk have offered us a matching grant. That means every dollar you send us this month will be doubled. 10 becomes 20, 50 becomes 100. We don't want to miss out on this opportunity to reach even more families for Christ, so please join us today with a gift of any amount. Merry Christmas, thanks for listening today, and a special thank you to all of you who shared your stories and your lives with us and who do so on a regular basis. We'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.